Let's read together Psalm 119, verses 41 through 80. In these verses, we have the next five sets of eight verses each of this magnificent alphabetic acrostic psalm. Now, let's begin by considering a few further background notes for this psalm. We mentioned in our first talk on Psalm 119 that just about every verse in this psalm has to do with the practical use of the Word of God in the life of the believer. A number of different words are used to describe the Word of the Lord throughout this psalm. Law, testimony, precepts, statutes, ways, commandments, ordinances or judgments, word or words, and path. These words are essentially synonyms for the Word of God in this great psalm. And that brings us then, once again, to our doctrinal point for Psalm 119. The Word of God is perfect and sufficient. The Word of God is perfect and sufficient. Verses 41 through 48 all begin with Vav, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. These eight verses together emphasize salvation through God's Word. Verse 41, let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your Word. Now, salvation here can certainly apply to the salvation of our souls, as Romans 10:17 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. But salvation here in verse 41 can also apply to the salvation or deliverance the Word brings to us because it has all the answers for life, including answers that we can give to those who taunt us concerning our faith. Verse 42, so shall I have an answer for him who reproaches or taunts me. As 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. Now, a lot of these answers to give to the skeptic or mocker come right from the Word of God. Verses 43 through 46. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. Speaking the word and living the word not only bring us liberty, as the Lord Jesus said, the truth shall make you free, John 8:32, but this is the key for a bold witness, even before kings, verse 46 here, right? I will speak of your testimony also before kings, and will not be ashamed. Verses 47 and 48. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. Now, if you can say these verses from the heart, it is evidence that you've been saved through the Word. Verses 47 and 48 once again. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Zayin is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Verses 49 through 56 all begin with this Hebrew letter. Hope and comfort through the Word of God is the primary thought that unites these verses. Verses 49 and 50, remember your word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. Anytime that you are down and feeling hopeless, just start reading the Bible. Start anywhere, and you will find hope and comfort before too long. Verses 51 and 52. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. When we are mocked and held in derision for our faith, let us turn to the Word of God for comfort. verses 53 through 56. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. Verses 53 through 56. In contrast to the wicked, who make us angry because they forsake God's law, we find comfort in God's word both day and night as we live by his precepts. Let me ask you, what gives you more comfort? Listening to the news of the day or reading the Bible? Verses 57 through 64 all begin with the Hebrew letter Ket, the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. These verses all emphasize continued obedience and commitment to the Word of God. Let's read verses 57 through 60. Psalm 119, beginning now with verse 57. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. Verses 57 through 60. Now, can you say these verses from the heart and experience? If you can, you are really obedient and committed to the Lord and his word. Let me read the verses again, 57 through 60. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. Hopefully we can all say that. Verses 61 and 62. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight, I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. How is your obedience and commitment to the Lord and his word when it's not going so well? As when you're encircled by unfriendly pressures, or when it's dark and you're wishing for daylight? Verses 63 and 64. I am a companion of all who fear you, and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. These verses contain very encouraging truths for the faithful believer. There will always be the godly remnant where you can find fellowship, verse 63. And no matter where you go on the face of this earth, you can experience God's loyal love, verse 64. Now, the ninth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Tet. Verses 65 through 72 all begin with this Hebrew letter. These verses stress the confidence in the Word of God that we can have through both good and bad times. Let's read verses 65 through 68. Psalm 119, beginning now with verse 65. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. Verses 65 through 68. Notice that the psalmist acknowledged that God's treatment of him, according to the biblical precepts, including discipline, was all good because it taught him to keep the word. Verses 69 through 71. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. Again, in these verses, we see that the psalmist acknowledged that even the evil that God allowed to be directed toward him was good, because as a result, he learned the ways and statutes of God. By the way, a heart covered with fat, verse 70, means a heart that is insensitive to God's word. It has nothing to do with cholesterol. But in the context here, certainly there are a lot of fat-covered hearts around today. Would you agree? Verse 72. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Question. Suppose there was only one Bible left in the world. All others had been destroyed. You could buy it with your hard-earned life savings of 5,000 pieces of gold and 5,000 pieces of silver. Would you give up your money for God's word? How important is the word of God to you? Yod is the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And the next 8 verses, namely verses 73 through 80, all begin with this Hebrew letter. These verses give us further insight and hope in the word of God. Verse 73, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. If God made us, then he can certainly give us understanding of his word. Verse 74, those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. If you find that other believers don't like to be around you, it may be because you don't enjoy studying God's word. Verse 75, I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Can we say the same when we're hurting, or do we blame God? If we know that God's loving hand is behind the afflictions he allows, then according to verses 76 and 77, we will experience God's comfort and compassion as we read his word. Verses 76 and 77. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness before my comfort, according to your word to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Verse 78, let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. The psalmist wants the proud to reap what they have sown in line with God's moral principles that are revealed in his word and on which the psalmist meditates. The word of God is perfect and sufficient. Now let's take our practical application from verses 79 and 80 of Psalm 119. Look for friends who know the Bible. Look for friends who know the Bible. Verses 79 and 80. Let those who fear you turn to me. Those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. Let me ask you, how do you pick your close friends? Their money? Their politics? Their social connections? The psalmist wanted close friends who loved the Lord and knew the Bible. He even prayed that God would bring these kind of friends across his path. Verse 79. He knew that these kinds of friends would help him to be obedient to the word and to be blameless before the Lord. Verse 80. What about us? Do we seek out close friends who know God's word? Do we pray for close friends who will help us obey God's word? Look for friends who know the Bible.